situation.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome back. Welcome back. We're back from our hiatus. Praise the Lord. We're back in the Apple Valley studio. Tonight is October the 4th, 2023. The doctor is in tonight, and we are taking all of the prayers and petitions to the throne of grace. Welcome back to the prayer room. We are just excited to be back with you all this night as we usher in the Spirit of God. We welcome you back again as we take each and every one of your prayers, praise reports, testimonies. We take your conversations all to the throne of grace tonight. We're just so elated that you guys are in the room with us spiritually. You're on social media with us. We're grateful that you're here. And if you have a prayer request and you're on one of our social media platforms, please put it in the comment section so we can take those prayers. But for those of you that can call in and may not know the call-in number for tonight, it's going to be for United States telephone number. The area code for California is area code 818-668-5428. Again, that call-in number is 818-668-5428. Please indeed have somebody get on the line. Please share, if you're on Facebook watching, share the podcast so everybody can join in, because right in today's time, we need a word of prayer and we need praise. Remember, God is a miracle worker. He intercedes, and God is a willing worker. Now, tonight, for the inspiration. And yes, from the hiatus, we're going to be coming back all with new shows, new conversations, and new things as the weeks progress. We will be back yet again with other things. But tonight, very quickly, I wanted to talk about Revelations, the 22nd chapter and verse 1. And that scripture says in the King James Version, it says, "And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." That is Revelations 22 and 1. Now, 22 and 1 through 5, so the 22nd chapter of Revelation, verses 1 through 5, what it talks about is that all the streams of earthly comfort are muddy, but these are clear and refreshing. Now, this is talking about Jesus as he shewed upon us a pure river of water of life. It is crystal clear and very refreshing. Now, Jesus, they do give us the life, and he gives us the opportunity to preserve our life. And for those of us who drink from the fountain where we will never thirst anymore, we will have an earthly flow of running water through Christ forevermore. Now, the point of this is for those that have quickening of the Spirit and sanctifying influences of the Holy Spirit, which can be given to a sinner through Jesus Christ. So when we are a sinner and then we repent of our sins, get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the only name to be baptized in, and then we seek for the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter and the keeper, and we speak in an unknown tongue, now we have the opportunity to have this everlasting water, which we will never thirst ever again when we have this water. Now, the Holy Spirit does proceed from Jesus, which is our Father. That does apply to our salvation. It applies to our souls, which gives us a new renewedness of life and a new walk and a new talk in Jesus. And with that being said, the presence of God is still in heaven, but also he is within us, deep embedded down in our souls. This gives us an eternal happiness that we never felt before. Like I said, a renewedness of life. This is where we will now have all the blessings of God's salvation. And this is where we can now let our light shine. When our light is shining, we don't have to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus verbally. They're going to see our light shining, and they're going to be asking and inquiring within us for all that goodness that they see. We're now glowing, a new glow, and that's because we have Jesus within us. I want to thank you guys tonight for Inspiration Wednesday. It feels good to be back from the hiatus. During the hiatus, we had some amazing things happen. We celebrated our pastor's 62nd anniversary. Our bishop celebrated 62 years as founder. He is the overseer. He is the bishop and the pastor of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. In addition to that, we celebrated our 60th National Holy Convocation. That is where we close out 1 year with our church and open a brand new year. That was in August. Our anniversary for our bishop was in June. So in the time we had a hiatus, we had two big events. And now that we're in our brand new year for our church, we closed out the first Sunday in August. We closed out the old year. Second Sunday in August, Blessed Sunday, we opened up our brand new year. And now we're finally back from hiatus, a much needed time to reflect and deal with the Lord. He brought us back. He allowed us to come back. And now that we're back, we're stronger than ever. And tonight, we are ready to take all of your prayers, petitions, conversations above and beyond, even a praise report to the throne of grace tonight. And if you ask me what is my prayer request up in the radio land is to pray for all the students that are in college right now, the freshmen that have made their way this year, 2023, to college. I have a daughter who we drove to college last Friday. So keep all the new college students covered under the blood of Jesus as they transition into a new normal. Because for 18 years of their life, they had one normal, and now this is something new. Also would ask prayers for all the families that are in bereavement tonight, and the final prayer would be for our country, for all of the leaders of our country, politicians, president, and everybody who makes a decision about what happens in our country. Just keep them covered under the blood that they can make all the better decisions for our country. That is my prayer request tonight. And now the prayer request is open for each and every one of you that have a prayer request on your heart. Call in tonight, 818-637-5673. 866-568-5428. Or please leave a comment on Facebook in the comment section of the live we're doing right now tonight. That way we will take all your prayers and petitions to the throne of grace. Tonight the doctor is in, excited about Jesus and ready to take those prayers to the throne of grace tonight. God bless everybody. The Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. God bless.
Thank you, Sister Kitasha. God bless you in radio land tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. Coming to you, amen, in Jesus' name, thanking the Lord for his tender mercy that he has shared it over us since the last time we talked. Amen. I think this has probably been somewhere like 6 months. Praise the Lord since we've been back on the radio, but still been supporting us. And we are so happy about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. This, amen, night as my, amen, granddaughter has said, tonight, amen, is prayer time. We, amen, proceed in, amen, back again on prayer. About time tonight. Amen. If you want prayer, if you want the Lord to do something for you, call in, amen, and we will take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. It is so good, amen, to be back again with you. In Radio Land tonight, amen, is to speak a word for the Lord tonight, amen, in the day and time we're living in right now. Call somebody, amen, and tell them, amen, that Dr. Moore is back on the air. Once again, amen, is to take, amen, your petition along with you to the throne of grace. We've been going through some trials and some tribulation, but amen, the Lord is delivering us right now. Praise the Lord, we have been experiencing some death, praise the Lord, but God still is delivering us right now. And we're just so excited about it, praise the Lord, what the Lord has done for us, amen, right at this hour. I want to say amen, praise the Lord, thank God, amen, for the inspiration words that come from Sister Gigi Tasha tonight, praise the Lord. From the book of Revelation tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for this young lady. Praise the Lord. She, praise the Lord, keep her mind, amen, stood fast on Jesus. Amen, is to bring you words of inspiration. Tonight, amen, I was looking, amen, very briefly as I come on. Amen, Luke, the 18th chapter, praise the Lord. And I just want, amen, encourage your heart as God avenges his own tonight. God avenges his own. 18 and 1 say, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that a man ought to always to pray. That's where I want to stop at tonight, praise the Lord. I don't care what's going on in your life. Pray, 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 pray. A man must always pray and not faint. Don't quit praying, amen, at an hour like this. Don't let nothing discourage you. Whether you can see it or not, amen, prayer changes things. And amen, as you know the story, praise the Lord, this was a man. They say there was a certain, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. This judge was an unrighteous judge. He didn't fear God. Amen. He didn't regard, amen, man testimony about God. But there was, praise the Lord, a little widow woman. There was a little widow woman. Amen. That had faith in the Lord. And she believed, amen, and she stood with the Lord. She could call this unjust judge. Faith is to turn. It says, amen, and there was a widow in the city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me of my adversary. The judge, amen, was not a religious man. or neither was he compassion man, but a widow in that culture was almost helpless. Her only hope was that her persistent plea for justice would be granted. Oh, a little widow woman coming before an unjust judge. My God, didn't regard, amen, the righteousness of God. But this little woman, she went before him. She went before him. She didn't faint at an hour in time, amen, that it didn't look like she was going to make it, but she had faith in the Lord. I'm encouraging you tonight. God bless you in Radio Land. Some of you out there, amen, is fainting. Some of you are going through things right now that you say, well, there's no hope. So I've been praying. God have not answered my prayer. Keep on praying. Keep on knocking. Knocking, the door shall be open. My God, don't be disencouraged at an hour and time like this. Be as this little widow one. Be persistent. If God said it, he'll do it. If he give you a promise, God will fulfill his promise. So my beloved brothers and sisters tonight, we are so elated and so thankful that God and his mercy allowing us to be back on Amen Air. Once again, praise the Lord. They cut us off, amen, but God opened the door for us, and he got us back on, and we are so grateful tonight. We pray for the body of Jesus Christ over the face of the earth, all over the earth. We praying for you. I know some of you are praying for me, and I am so grateful. Amen. We need one another, but let us be persistent in what we are doing, amen. And like the amen, little woman, unlike, amen, the unjust judge, God will not only grant justice for his children who are praying consistently, but he will act speedily in doing so. So keep on calling on him. God is a just God. You may not think he hears you, praise the Lord, but just keep praying. We're getting ready, amen, is to open up the lines tonight, praise the Lord. I know, amen, many don't know we're on tonight, but we're going to give God praise anyway for letting us, amen, be back on tonight. Be persistent in your prayers. Amen. God will hear us. And he will, amen, speedily give us an answer. If you keep on knocking, keep on asking. Ask and it shall be given. That's a guarantee. Don't faint. Don't give up on your prayer line. Don't give up on your faith in the Lord. Whether you see, amen, God moving like you want to or not, don't you give up. You can hold the Lord to his word. God can't lie. God bless you, amen. Again, this is Dr. Moore. We are so excited to be back, amen, on the air tonight. We're going to open up the lines at this time. Ever, if you have a prayer request, praise the Lord. We want to hear from you tonight. Taking your request, amen, to the Lord tonight. Not to man, but to the Lord. Almighty God will answer your prayer. You say, well, Bishop, I've been praying a long time, and I haven't got an answer yet. Keep on praying. You may say, how long, amen, should I pray? I can't tell you how long. You pray, amen, until you get the answer. Pray. God bless you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We open up these lines. We got, amen, some callers, amen, and we shall take, amen, your request to the throne of grace along with you tonight. We so eager to be back on, praise the Lord, air tonight. Jesus is still saving and Jesus is still delivering. Hallelujah. My God, don't you faint tonight. Don't you faint. Don't you faint. You just keep praying. Amen. And I will guarantee you tonight, God will answer your prayer. God bless you. We're going to take our first call.
Caller from 323-350. You are live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Sister Keetasha. God bless you, Bishop. I'm glad to hear your voice. You're back on the prayer line. Thank the Lord for that, because there's so much to be prayed for. Amen, Bishop. I'm asking you to pray for me that I go stronger and stronger in the Lord. Take me higher and higher. Give me revelation and understanding, and that His Spirit lead and guide me toward my ministry with my children. Let the word, let Him word my mouth that I may prick somebody's heart in need of soul salvation. That is my prayer request. I'm praying for soul salvation tonight. All our unsaved loved ones, as well as my children, all of my brothers and sisters and their children, all my grandbabies, all of them down there in Arizona, Arkansas, Texas, all of those children that's out of safety or for Jesus Christ. I'm praying for unspoken requests, unknown, uncertainties. Praying for my greater our nation family and all those family that's on our prayer list. I'm asking the Lord to pray for those behind the prison walls, and I'm asking Him to pray for those that's grieving over their lost loved ones, because we have lost so many people in the family, and those are still grieving, that the Lord comfort them in times of need. I'm just praying for soul salvation on tonight. And I do believe He's going to save our children. It's just in His timing. That's my prayer.
God bless you, Sister. Amen, Sister Cynthia. God bless you tonight. Amen. As the little widow woman, amen, was persistent, amen, in her faith for the Lord. Just keep on believing. Just keep on believing.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes,
that
yes,
God
yes.
is going to save. Hallelujah. God is going to deliver. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We know, amen, if He don't, we know He's able. Our total
yes,
he's
Lord.
Under. We go on
yes,
to, amen,
Lord.
Pray. Take your petition to the Lord right now. Amen. And ask God is to continue to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, amen, in
yes,
your
Lord.
Ministry area, that you might be able is to help somebody. Praise the Lord. And for the body of Jesus Christ. Almighty
yes,
God,
Lord.
Almighty God, we come. My sister, come, amen, with these requests, asking you, O Lord, God is to undertake in her life. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
Minister to her by your Spirit in the name of Jesus right
Jesus.
Now. Give her strength, give
yes,
her wisdom,
Lord.
Give her knowledge, Lord Jesus, how to apply your word to, amen,
yes,
this adultery and wicked generation in Jesus' name. Sanctify her home.
Yes, Lord.
I pray in the name of Jesus right now. We
in
know
the
that there is
Jesus.
No distance in prayer. My God, the
yes,
cities
Lord.
That she called Phoenix, Arizona, my God, and far beyond the city, touch and deliver your peoples right
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you. By the power of Jesus, we're standing on your word right now. We claim
yes,
victory,
Lord.
Lord, for your peoples right now. We once were sinners, Lord. We once
Jesus.
Were low. But my God, you rest out and you save us and you sanctify us.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you to bless that home right now, Lord, in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name
my
of Jesus.
God, open eyes that you may see, Lord, and be able to testify
yes,
to your goodness and your mercy right now. My God, cover
in
the children
name
under
Jesus.
Your blood in Jesus'
yes,
name
Lord.
And to travel to and fro, up and down the street,
yes,
up
Lord.
And down school. My God, cover them
yes,
under
Lord.
Your blood.
In the name
we're
of
gonna
Jesus.
Give you the praise of baby Hishon, and we're going to give you the thanks for it right now in Jesus'
in name.
Thank the
Jesus.
Lord for my sister right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
Keep her
thank
under
you,
your
Jesus.
Power and your anointing
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus'
in the name.
Name
Jesus.
So be it done. So be it done. Amen
yes,
and
Lord.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Bishop. I love you and keep
amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless. Shalom. My God.
Caller from 818-452. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. God bless you, 818-452. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
God bless you, Brother Vernon.
Praise the Lord, my son. God bless you.
I'm calling you for prayer, you know, because I need to get it straight. And calling by my friend in Georgia, I just came from visiting in the convalescent home. I don't know what's happening there. He don't look sick, but they won't let him out. They're putting bags on him, and he's going through a bunch of problems. His mother left him a house, and I think his sister gonna lose it because he ain't taking care of business. I told him he needs to go out and take care of business. And also pray for my father, with his health and stuff. Now he's starting to lose his hearing and stuff,
God bless you. I got you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, Brother Ronald, we're going to touch and agree right now in Jesus' name. Amen. We know there is nothing too hard the Lord cannot do. We're going to ask, amen, the Lord, amen, in his tender and mercy, is to look down upon your friend, praise the Lord, and up on your father right now in the condition that they are in. God is seeing them right now. He know what they are going through with. My God, we ask God's mercy upon them right now. Lord, above all, we ask you to save them. My Lord, we know the body, my God, has gone back to the dust, but the soul's going to live. Save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Work it out for them, my God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my beloved brother right now, Lord. He want to get closer to you. He want to walk closer to you. My God, release his faith. My God, let him believe that all things are possible to him that believe it right now. Work it out for him right now. Thank you, Lord, for him. He's a faithful brother, Lord. My God, but he just want to know you more. He want to understand your power and the deliverance of your power in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill him with your Holy Ghost at the Hashanah in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for him, Lord, visiting the sick, Lord, visiting the convalescent home. We thank you for him right now, giving strength right now. My God, continue to walk with you in these last and evil days in Jesus' name. Oh, continue to save him, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Give him words, wisdom, and knowledge to tell people about you in these evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. Thanks, the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, Brother Bud.
Thank you, preacher. Thank you, Katasha.
Caller from 562-417. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop and Ketanja. My prayer request is that special prayer request for a young lady. She asking that God help her to control her anger and help her to understand why she gets so angry and get out of control. That God, just keep her, help her to graduate school. And let us remember those who are on drugs and alcohol that have the stronghold, that God continue to send ministry angels unto them.
God bless you, Minister Lodge, tonight. Thank you. Amen. For those reports tonight, amen. God is able. God is able. That young lady, Lord Jesus, that is angry, can't control her temper. You made her. You know all about her right now.
Yes, Lord.
Send your word of healing. Send your word of healing to her right now, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Let her repair her sin. Let that anger be out of her in the name of Jesus. You don't want anybody to be angry, Lord. My God, my God. I don't know her, Lord, but you know her. And you know what she's going through, and you know what brings the anger up on her. But calm them nerves now.
In the name of Jesus,
right? I speak to you in the name of Jesus. And that demon that brings that anger right now, I cast him out. I bind him right now.
In the name of
by
Jesus.
By the authority of Jesus right now. My God, in Jesus' name right now. And I'm asking you, Lord God, you know the request, my God, of the other part. I'm asking you to undertake in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for our people. We are praying that you deliver. I know when, my God, we're living in the days of Noah.
Lord,
you said just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. They wouldn't hear in the days of Noah, and it still is not yet. But Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy, have mercy,
have mercy upon us, Lord, as a whole and as the body of Jesus Christ.
Lord, we want to stand and we want to do all we can do.
My God,
is to call men and women is not to go to hell. My God, but turn and repent of their sin right now. My God, touch Touch and deliver right now. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal in the name of Jesus. You said the fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much, and we believe it right now, Lord. We believe it right now, Jesus. My God, I know you're touching and healing. I thank you for them right now. My God, let peace be brought to these people, and we're going to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, Mr. Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Come on, children, let us be glad and rejoice out in it. I tell you, amen. Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. We are going through, praise the Lord. We are being tested, but we have to hold fast to our faith. Don't be moved by every doctrine, amen. Hold fast. Jews say, let us pray. Let us pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints.
Yes, Lord.
My God, people have left that faith. Say amen. We must go back to that faith. Even if Jesus is the author of our faith. And without him, we can't do nothing. This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. Coming to you in Radio Land tonight. Hallelujah. Saying amen. The Lord is able to deliver you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how long you've been going through. The Lord is able to deliver you. We have a call.
Call us from 310-508. The error, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Deacon James.
I'm here.
All right. I probably have a prayer for me and my wife. The Lord continues to bless us and continue with that faith and continue to just lead and guide me in the right direction.
God bless you, Dee. God bless you. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Amen, amen. And I know you've been going through, hallelujah. But I know Jesus is keeping you. I know Jesus is keeping you. My God, if people would only know, amen, your trial and your tribulation and what you're going through with, they could bear witness with me tonight. I know Jesus is keeping you right now. All my
amen.
I come before you right now. My Lord, along with my deacon right now, in the name of Jesus, he asked the Lord for his family, his wife, and my God, the household. Oh, Jesus, that you will save them. My God, in the name of Jesus, right now, that you will strengthen, Lord. You will strengthen that household, Lord. My God, where disease has been, you erase it with your blood in the name of Jesus right now. My God, let this man be an example in his home, Lord. My God, in the streets and in the church house, everywhere he may be, Lord. Make him strong, I pray, in the name of Jesus right now. You know it's hard, Lord. You know the desires of his heart. Work it out with him, Lord. Work it out, Lord, in this hour and time that we're living in. Give him holy boldness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let him stand like never before. And my God, let his testimony be strong like never before. My God, in the name of Jesus, call somebody to repent of our sin. And we're going to give you the praise and the glory for what you have done and what you've done right now. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
God's working it out.
All right. All right. God bless you. He's working it out. Jesus is working it out. This is Dr. Moore, praise the Lord. Long amen with my co-helper, amen, in the gospel. Sister Ketasha, and we're coming to you tonight, bringing you good news. Jesus is still delivering. Jesus is still healing. My God, and Jesus wants to heal you tonight. You don't have to, amen, go long in this world and don't have peace within your soul, amen, because Jesus said, I'll give you my peace, but you must surrender to him. You must surrender to him. Children, Jesus is coming back. Don't let nobody tell you, amen, that Jesus is not coming back. Jesus is coming back, and he's going to come as a thief in the night upon those that are not watching, those that are not praying, those that are not fainted. He's going to catch you with your work undone. But I'm warning you right now, amen, warning come before destruction. I'm warning you, amen, put your priorities first. That is, put Jesus first in your life, keep him first in your life. All of these things that we are accumulating here on earth is going to pass away, but God's word is going to stand when Jesus comes. He's coming at his church, a church that will be with him for eternity. Think about it. Can you compare this temporary life, amen, with eternity? There is no comparison. I go away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. Maybe if you live right, if you walk up and right and keep my commandments, you'll be there. My God, I want you to think about it. One day the sun is not going to shine. The moon is not going to give a light. The stars of the heaven will be darker. The earth is going to reel and rock like a drunk man. Come on, children. It's time to get your business straight. The little things of this world, the governors of this world, amen, can't help you. But Jesus want to save you right now. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be disobedient. And don't you think, amen, you're being neglected because you're serving God. You present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. It is just our reasonable service. God is so good. He is so good to us. Come on, children. Let's get up and let's go to church. Let's go, amen, to the house of God where the spirit of the living God is alive. And let's give him some praise. Let's give him some glory for just allowing us to see another day. Hallelujah. Blessing our home. Blessing our children. Look at our generation. It's prayer time. Look at our generation. Our generation don't fear God. Don't fear God. My God, my God. It's a bad thing when you don't fear your creator. It's the Dr. Moore, amen, said, come in tonight. We're going to take your petition along with you, with you to the throne of grace. Yes, we are just getting back on, amen, the radio. But, amen, we are alive in Christ Jesus. Jesus is living within my soul. My God, and I'm here. Amen, is to just give him praise and give him the glory for each day he let me live. I know it's not in my own power. I know it's not in my own might. Amen, but I know it's in the spirit of the Lord that he allowed me to get up and see another day. Amen, I'm excited about Jesus. And I want to say amen. I'm saved tonight. My God, my God, my God, I'm saved tonight. I don't only talk about this thing, but I live this thing the way that Jesus has told us to live it. I'm happy tonight. Come in tonight. Amen. If you want to be blessed tonight, ever what your testimony is, ever what you want to give to the Lord, try Jesus. Try and try him. Try and try him. Amen. I can feel in my spirit right now. Some of you just said, well, I done tried Jesus. It didn't work out. Try him again. Come on. Don't give them all, Jesus.
Caller from Black Number. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you. God bless you, Tasha. God bless you, Dr. Moore.
God bless you.
God is the greatest. God is the greatest thing going. I'm on fire
yes,
for Jesus tonight. Pray for me in the name of Jesus. Pray for me. Pray for my whole family. Pray for the Harrison family. Pray for all
yes.
the loved ones, all the elders. Get on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise his name. Jesus, Jesus. Keep the faith, and I would never give up on God. He woke us up this morning, and people be forgetting who woke you up this morning. Jesus,
yes.
Jesus. Pray, baby. Pray, pray, pray.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You. I love him. Thank God, and welcome back. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God. And we welcome you back, amen. And I see you growing in Jesus Christ, and we give God the
yes.
praise for you right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, I'm asking you to bless my sister the more, Lord, my God, with the inspiration of the power of Jesus. My God, she
yes.
thank you for her deliverance
yes.
right now. She thank you for recognizing that you are God, and besides you there is none other. Work it out for her, Lord, in
yes.
the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Right now. Keep her home, blessed
yes.
Lord. Keep her surrounded, blessed
yes.
Lord. My God, in
yes.
Jesus' name right now, let her be a light unto this dark world. My God, that somebody
yes.
see
yes.
you living within
Hallelujah.
Her life and turn from that wicked way to glorify your name in heaven. I thank you for my
yes.
sister right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We rejoice together, Lord. We stand together,
yes.
Lord. Lift up holy hands
yes.
to you right now. In Jesus' name, thank God,
Jesus
amen.
Name.
Amen and amen. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless
yes,
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. You got a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We have a prayer request from TikTok tonight. Sister Keisha is asking prayers for her son. God knows all, and she just wants to intercede when he has to be in the courtroom.
Sister Keisha, God bless you tonight. We want to stand with you right now. Amen. As you go with your son in the courtroom, I'm going to say it's an unjust judge, but take the real judge in with you. That is Jesus. That justice might be done with your son. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you take her son before this unjust judge, you know how to work it out for him. You know how to work it out for her. You know how to work it out for the dad. My God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we're standing on your word right now. My God, all you got to do is just speak the word. My God, speak the word for my sister right now. Let her son, amen, be delivered from all the charges that they have against him that is falsely. In Jesus' name right now, I claim victory and deliverance right now by the power of Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. Amen. Tonight, praise the Lord. Before we get off, amen, we lost one of our dear sisters, amen, Evangelist Harris. Praise the Lord. She left us here about a couple of days ago. And we want to pray for the entire family. Amen. I think she had about 6 or 7 boys. And amen, I've been fortunate, amen, is to be raised up with those boys. But now, amen, it's coming to a time they need your support. They need your support like never before. Pray for the Harris family. Amen. For the children, for the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Amen. That God will give them strength at this hour. I know, amen, he will. And I thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. Coming back on the radio, praise the Lord. Giving the Lord praise. Amen. For what he has done right now. May his blessings spread all over you until next. One more call. God bless you.
Caller from 3234. Now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, Bishop. I'm just calling to get prayer for me and my family.
God bless you, Brother Kai, tonight. Amen. Amen. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail in mercy. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. But God am answer your prayers now. Keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Don't you faint. Don't you faint. Yes, I don't care how dark it may be, how many times you can ask God, keep on asking him. Almighty God, I come before you right now and ask you, my God, is to remember my brother in the name of Jesus and his family. Knit them together like never before. Make them one as you are one. In the name of Jesus right now, sanctify their home. Walk in their home. Let peace be there, Lord. My God, let a divine revelation come. My God, like never before. Let them work together like never before. In the name of Jesus right now. Give them strength right now, Lord. Give both of them strength right now. In the name of Jesus. Save, sanctify, Lord. My God, let them be anchored deep down off in you. My God, in these evil days that we're living in right now, I thank you for him right now, Lord. I thank you for his faithfulness. I thank you for his kindness, for the body of Jesus Christ. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. And I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. The Lord is so good. The Lord is good. It is good to be back. Amen. On radio tonight. If the Lord delay is coming on next week, amen, we will be back. If God delay is coming and allow me to have help and have strength, I will be back, amen, along with my co-host here tonight. And we will be giving Jesus his rightly due praise. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Let's lift up the name of Jesus like never before. Again, this is Dr. Moore saying, thank you, amen, for praying for me. Thank you, amen, for upholding this gospel. It's not my gospel, amen, but it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not my prayer, but we're taking our petition to the only one that can help us and save us and deliver us in this day and time that we're living in. Don't you faint, children. Keep on praying. Keep on believing, amen, that God is answering your prayers right now. My God, worthy the Lord. Worthy the Lord. You know how to worry, folks, amen. Like sometimes things get on your nerves, somebody worrying you. You know how to worry the Lord. Worry him. God will avenge you speedily. Praise the Lord, because God is a just God. He is a just God. He is a merciful God. Let us pray one for another one. Amen. No matter what we're going through, pray for your enemies that despitefully use you. My God, pray one for another. We need more prayer. We need more love to be shedded. My God, let us continue is to lift up one another in these evil days and time that we're living in right now. My God, I'm praying for the Stewart family tonight. Amen, my Minister Stewart and Minister Tanya, amen, and his mother tonight. And Father, I'm praying for you tonight. That God would give you strength at this hour, right now, my God, revive you, my God, and let you be led by his spirit. I'm praying for the Webb family tonight, that God would touch Minister Webb and Sister Webb, my God, Sister Shepherd tonight. I'm praying for the body of Jesus Christ tonight, that his anointing will continue to prevail, amen, that men and women's eyes can come to be open. Praise the Lord in the last and evil day. I am so excited about Jesus tonight. My time is running from under me tonight, but I said, if the Lord delay his coming, amen, we will be back on next week, praise the Lord, at the same time, amen, to take your testimony to the throne of grace. It ain't nothing like taking your testimony to the throne of grace and watching Jesus answer our prayer. We're praying that, amen, God send his spirit in home. Save our children. Save our middle-aged people. For teenagers, amen, that think they know, save them, that he will bring them back unto the ark of safety. My God, everyone that is not going to be in the ark of safety It's going to be lost. Jesus said, I will not destroy their earth anymore by water. He said, but I will destroy it this time by fire. Jesus is going to do exactly what he says. You don't want to be in that fire. You don't have to be in that fire. You can be saved. You can be saved because Jesus come and shed his precious blood for you and I, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, how beautiful, my God, that it is to be able to serve, amen, a living God tonight. Amen. We're so happy again for my, amen, granddaughter, amen, sharing along with me tonight. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is real, it's real, it's real. How do I know, amen? Oh, praise the Lord, because it's real in my soul. 62 long years, amen. I've been in this ministry, and I know that it is real. I know it's real. Praise the Lord, amen, amen. So, beloved, tonight, we're praying, amen, for our church in Ontario. Amen. That God, amen, may bless, amen, Pastor Shine and Overseer Shine in Ontario, California. Praise the Lord. If you're out that way and you need a church home, go by and tell them, amen, that Dr. Moore sent them, amen, out that way, amen. And you can go to a spiritual church, amen, where they believe in serving the true and living God. And we is at 8516 South Compton Avenue in the heart of Los Angeles. Come on out and be with us, amen. And we want to magnify the name of Jesus like never before. It's time to go back to the old landmark. It's time, amen, for every knee to bow and every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bring your children back, amen, into the sanctuary. And let us come down, amen, to the altar, amen, and bring our children that they may be anointed with the power of Jesus Christ. Bring them back, amen. Let us all kneel down before the Lord and repent of our sins. If we done sinned, let's ask the Lord to forgive us. He is a faithful and he's a just God to forgive us of our sin. I don't care, amen, how many times you have sinned, the Lord will and can forgive you for your sin. Though your sin may be red as scarlet, he said, I can make them whiter than snow. So, amen, you have not sinned so much that Jesus cannot forgive you or he will not forgive you. He's not willing that any should perish. But all come. All come. He got an outstretched hand right now. Said, come. 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 Come out of the hog pen. Come out of prostitution. Come out of dope. Come out of lying. Come out of stealing. I hear him say, come. He wants to redeem you. He already done paid the price. And he wants to redeem you, praise the Lord. Come to Jesus. You're not coming to an organization, amen, but you're coming to Jesus. You're coming to salvation. Yes, my beloved, he is our salvation. He is our hope. The Bible tells us, amen, there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus. You got to go down in Jesus' name. Come on, children. Go down and just find out who Jesus really is. Even more than the Son of God. Even more than a man just walking around and find out who he is. Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? There were many answers. He's just a prophet. He's just a prophet. But let me tell you, he's much more than a prophet. He is a savior. He is a king. He is, oh, he can forgive sin. I know the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they got anger with him, amen, because he said, I can forgive sin. But he can forgive sin because Jesus is God. manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, and received on back into glory. Come on, let's learn who this almighty God really is. Jerry, I'm excited tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just have a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen. My granddaughter says we have some new things coming this way. Praise the Lord. For you, amen, that have not been able to listen to us. We've been on TikTok. Amen. And there are thousands of people, amen, is listening to our message on Sunday. Praise the Lord. And we just so elated about that. But we want you, praise the Lord, is to get this message as well.
So for those of you that would like to follow us on our social media platforms, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok and Facebook. Every Sunday morning, our service is at 11:30 a.m. in the heart of Los Angeles. However, if you are not in the L.A. area and you'd still like to become a part of the online church and services, tune in to TikTok, which is Blessings by Grace Radio, or tune in to Facebook or Instagram, Blessings by Grace Radio. And we will update you on the Facebook if we're going to be doing a live for YouTube. But normally it's Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok every Sunday morning where you get to worship with us. Even if you're not in the physical building, your spirit will be with us. We thank you for listening in tonight as we are our first night back from the hiatus. So God richly bless you. And remember, for those of you that did call in or on the TikTok for a prayer request, believe that God is answering that prayer. Take it to heart. And we'll be back next week for another fabulous Throne Room, Prayer Room Wednesday night. God bless you. We love you and Godspeed. Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bye-bye, everybody. God bless.